Simon, we started the week on what was predominantly good to soft. There's been a bit of everything around. Now we talk on Wednesday in the afternoon with now less than a fortnight to go. What are we looking at?
It hasn't changed much, actually, over the last 5 or 6 days. We've had a little bit of rain early part of the week. Remain predominantly good to soft on all three tracks, old, new and cross-country. The outlook for the next 10 days remains unsettled, with up to an inch and a half of 30 millimetres of rain, which would get us quite close to soft by the weekend before, if it materialises. The characteristic of this winter for all of us involved in outdoor activities and sports has been the unpredictability of the weather, whether it's rainfall or temperature. So I'm not expecting that to change in the next 10 days. What we get the weekend before the festival or the week of at the moment is anybody's guess, I think.
But of all the things you're saying, I think one thing I've listened to you over the last couple of weeks, the warmth, the lack of cold is a significant factor in this, isn't it?
It certainly helped in terms of bringing on the grass on the course. We had a particularly cold spell between New Year's Day and Festival Trials Day that knocked everything back a little bit. Both of those days were run on soft ground, as were the two Saturdays in November and December. And a few people are saying to me, my goodness, you have your work cut out now to get that track ready for March. But let's just remember that 90% of what we run on at the festival we haven't set foot on since festival 12 months ago, so there's loads of fresh ground out there. The temperatures, as we say, have been climbing, the grass is growing, so we're pretty pleased with the way it's looking.